وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity.
شیخ قاسم محمدی.
اعوذ بالله من الشیطان الرجیم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحیم. و بهی نستعین و صلی الله علی محمد و اهل بیت الطیبین الطاهرین. السلام علیکم و رحمت الله و برکاته. You're tuned to IRIB English Radio and this is for humanity. We've been talking about the reasons that we can get from inside and within religion of Islam with respect to the necessity and importance of studying human's nature and human's reality. And we talked about a number of issues. We talked about the relationship that studying and knowing humanity has with respect to knowing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we also talked about the relationship that knowing humanity and the reality of human being has with the issue of prophethood. Inshallah, in this episode, we're going to talk about the relationship that studying human's nature and human's reality with eschatology and the knowledge of the world to come. It seems that the relationship between these two, meaning the eschatology or the belief in the life to come and knowing the reality of human being, is quite clear, because without proving a special feature of human characteristic that can remain after death and the destruction of human body, it will be very difficult to prove the resurrection of human being and, you know, the fact that it's going to be alive after death as well. So if a human being is just this corporeal material body that disintegrates and gets destroyed after death, and there is no other remaining dimension to human being, then the assumption that the same person will be resurrected again would be an unreasonable, maybe, or at least not simply justifiable assumption. And this shows how these two issues are related. Another aspect that we can talk about within the scope of eschatology and the day to come is al-alam al-barzakh, the world that actually is placed between this world, the material and corporeal world, and the world to come, the day of resurrection, the day of qiyamah. And it has a lot to do with many other Islamic creeds, especially tawassul. The belief in tawassul, it is 100% related to the belief that there is a life after death and before the day to come, before the day of resurrection. So, for example, when we do tawassul to some people, some sulaha or some of the very close friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, awliyaullah, it is completely justified because they are still alive, even though that they're not in this world, yet they are alive and they are experiencing another sort of life. And this is actually what the Quran said. And for example, we have in this beautiful verse in Surah Al-Imran, verse 169, وَلَا تَحْسَبَنَّ الَّذِينَ قُتِلُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ أَمْوَاتًا بَلْ أَحْيَاءٌ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ يُرْزَقُونَ. Do not suppose those who were slain in the way of Allah to be dead. No, they are living and provided for near their Lord. So here we see that, how important this issue is to know how human being can be still alive after death in the barzakhi form. And you see that some people, unfortunately, because of not knowing human beings' reality and unfortunately lack of knowledge of the Quran and the way that the Quran Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talk about human beings and the reality of human being, you know, they do not believe in the tawassul and the, you know, permissibility of the creed of tawassul. I remember having a discussion with one of the Wahhabis who did not believe in tawassul, and I brought him some of the verses of the Quran and some traditions. Then, you know, he denied and he tried to sort of, you know, do a sort of tafsir with respect to these ayats. But then I concluded with this sentence and this statement. I told him that, don't you say, you know, greetings to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in every prayer that you pray with this way and with this pronoun of the second party pronoun? You say, assalamu alayka ayyuhan nabiyyu wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. If Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is not alive and he cannot hear you and he cannot communicate with you and, you know, receive the salam that you are saying, why do you say assalamu alayka? Why don't you say assalamu alayhi wa rahmatullah? It shows that he can hear you, and you know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enables him to hear you and, you know, whoever says hello and says greetings to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So we see that it's very important to you know, talk about the reality of human beings with this respect and with this within this actually discussion as well, the discussion of the life after death and before the day of Qiyamah, day of resurrection, which is the Alam al-Barzakh, and it has a lot to do with some of, you know, some Islamic creeds like Tawassul, which is believed by all Muslims, not just the Shias. The Sunnis also believe in Tawassul. There is a very minute minority of Muslims that do not believe in Tawassul, and that comes from the lack of knowledge with respect to the reality of human beings. Let us have a short break, and inshallah we're going to continue our discussion after this break.
Dear listeners, you are listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. This is For Humanity, and you're listening to IRIB English Radio. Another reason that we can give in order for the importance and necessity of the discussion of the reality of human being is the relationship that it has with moral issues. Knowing man has a very important role in knowing and understanding and also practicing moral issues. Ethical issues are closely related to knowing the depth of human nature. So if man's reality is known in depth, then perfection in akhlaq, that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam regards as the ultimate goal of prophethood, could not be achieved. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Innama bu'ithu li'utammima makarim al-akhlaq." So if you want to reach to the, you know, purity of heart, and if we want to be able to purify our soul, we first have to know our soul. We first have to know the dimensions that a human being has, you know, the deterrences that it or he or she may be encountered with, so that he or she can, you know, get through all those deterrences. So Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salatu wassalam has been quoted as saying, "Al-arifu man arafa nafsahu fa'a'taqaha wa nazzahaha an kulli ma yub'iduha wa yubiquha." A true mystic is a person who knows their soul, frees it, and cleanses it of everything that alienates and destroys it. And the last point with respect to the necessity of knowing man from within religion is that it is related to social rules as well. All the social rules of Islam, such as law, economy, politics, and the like, are closely related to how you know man and how you evaluate man in this world. Because until man is not known properly, their social needs and responsibilities will not be determined. And the rules that should be established for such a being in order for fulfilling those needs and responsibilities to achieve happiness both in this world and the day to come will not be clear. And this is again shows how important and necessary knowing the reality of human being is. Inshallah, we're going to continue our discussion in the coming episodes. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
اللهم صل على محمد وآله. اللهم صل على محمد وآله.